10 past 10. And if you need an exercise physiologist but you can't afford to see a private practitioner, the University of Southern Queensland, a sponsor of this radio show, can help out. USQ has just opened a sport and exercise clinic at its Ipswich campus, and the clinic offers a low-cost exercise rehabilitation service for people with chronic and complex health conditions. Spencer Howson went along to last night's official opening to find out more, and he caught up with a number of special guests, starting with the head of the School of Health and Wellbeing, Associate Professor Jennifer Kelly.
The University of Southern Queensland started with a sport and exercise program in 2015, which was just sport and exercise. Then in 2017, we had a approval for a Bachelor of Clinical Exercise Physiology. Therefore, with that came the need for a clinic, or it's optional really, because some universities have clinical exercise physiology programs without a clinic, but we decided to have a clinic because it represents what USQ is about, and it represents about our commitment to the community, and this clinic provides back to the community of Ipswich.
Just tell us a bit more about that, because there's quite a bit of research going on as well in the university, isn't there, about resilience in communities and health and well-being, obesity, all sorts of things, in particularly in regional centres.
That's right, and the key and the quintessential thing is that this clinic provides an opportunity for research to continue and grow as per our strategic direction in research, but more importantly, it provides what the community needs in terms of affordable clinical exercise physiology assessment for obese people, or assessment for people who have got chronic illness, and it provides this at a minimal cost. Where in today's society, where more and more people are dropping out of healthcare funds, we're providing a service where it's affordable and achievable.
The University of Southern Queensland's Vice Chancellor Geraldine McKenzie is here. Clearly quite a lot of excitement here tonight at the opening of this clinic. It's important, this, for the university, isn't it?
It's very important, and also very important for the community. It's a new area for us, sport and exercise science, so we started it in 2015. And we're growing it all the time. So we're really looking at ramping up our research and our programs in the area, and very, very excited about all the possibilities.
You being here at Ipswich campus, I mean, you're always at, you're based at Toowoomba, but I see you in photos at Ipswich and Springfield. I mean, you're zipping all over the place. You really are a Vice-Chancellor for the whole university, aren't you?
It's really important to do that. Vice-Chancellors have to be seen everywhere, and I take that responsibility very, very seriously, but I sincerely believe it and live it.
Well, I won't keep you from the party for too long. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Spencer.
Merindi Leverett is the clinic manager here at the new Sports and Exercise Clinic at USQ Ipswich Campus. Congratulations on tonight. The ribbon's been cut. The clinic is open. You must feel, is it excitement or a sense of relief? How are you feeling tonight?
I think it's excitement. Yeah, no, very much so. And, you know, the clinic's been open for a month now. So actually today was a very momentous day. We opened up our third clinic day. So in a space of a month, we're now seeing clients over 3 days.
So does that mean that the ultimate aim is to have 5 days a week if you have enough clients, or what?
We would hope so, because there's not just me, there's other staff available to help supervise the students. So yeah, the ultimate aim would be open 5 days a week.
So tell us about the point of this clinic, why USQ has done this, and I guess most importantly, how the people of Ipswich and surrounds can make use of the facility here.
Yeah, so it's open to anyone and everyone. So we're not just focusing on chronic disease management. It's about prevention as well. But then also, you know, we've had children come through, young adults. So it's anyone who can't afford to see exercise physiologist privately, or maybe they've been discharged from the local hospital, either from the orthopedic outpatients clinic, or maybe the cardiac or lung rehab, and they've got nowhere to go to. They can come along and continue or do a maintenance program with us. We're also looking at doing health education programs as well, so preventative health, so trying to improve general health and well-being in the community. As we're aware, you know, it's obesity is a major concern, especially here in Ipswich, so trying to educate the community on how to improve their lifestyle. And we're not just talking about diet changes, just general movement, to just, you know, make some simple changes in their life to be able to improve their health and well-being.
So will most of the clients you see be referred by a doctor, or can you just walk in here and say, help?
Yeah, that's it. We would like the local GPs and other allied health to refer through, but we're not going to say no to those that walk in. We had a lady just walk in today. So, yeah, it's if you feel that you would benefit from our services, then we will welcome you with open arms.
My name's Glenn Coleman. I'm the Executive Dean of the Faculty of Health, Engineering and Sciences. As an Ipswich boy myself, I'm really excited because this place is really going places. And you're going to see lots of initiatives like this over the coming years. And with the Ipswich Base Hospital just down the road, we have a new Centre for Health, Informatics and Economics about to launch. And we're hoping to leverage all of this expertise and recruitment here on the Ipswich campus with our colleagues in the West Moreton Health and Hospital Service and the other private health providers here, because I think together we can really do something special for the Ipswich community, and I'm really looking forward to that in the future. So, without further ado, Jennifer Howard, if you'd like to come forward with Geraldine and Jenny to cut the ribbon.
And with that, the bright red ribbon was cut and the new USQ Sport and Exercise Clinic was declared officially open. And you'll find the clinic in Building C at USQ's Ipswich campus. And it provides assessment, consultations, education and group exercise for a range of health issues, including diabetes, cardiovascular disease, obesity, cancer, depression and other mental health conditions, arthritis and osteoporosis and chronic respiratory disease and asthma. So all that is covered